with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to the festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day, and then they looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but they did not find him. They returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions, and all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down to them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the Feast of Saint Joseph. And as we hear in today's gospel, Joseph is a true father. He worries about his son. He worries where he is. He worries what's happening. He's concerned for him. We do know that during the life of Christ, Joseph taught him how to be a carpenter, how to do different things with his hands. That doesn't alleviate any of the worry that might have happened during this time. All parents worry about their children, be their children 3 months, 12 years, or 40. When my kids go somewhere, we tell them, okay, you have to do what? You have to call me when you get there, right? Because otherwise we worry. Well, they didn't have phones in the time of Jesus, so he couldn't pick it up and say, "Hey, Mom, Dad, I'm okay." So they kind of, you know, with the way things traveled, they thought they was with this group or that group, and they couldn't find him. And they worried. And they really worried. And then they finally found him. And I can imagine the joy in Joseph's heart when he found him. Of course, the other thing you read in here is he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. All I can think of is from the time they found Jesus until he began his ministry, I don't know if it was put on restriction or whatever it was at that time, but you know, maybe they kind of kept a close eye because they didn't want to have to worry anymore. So as we go forth today, let us worry not just about our children, but about each other. For we are all children of God. We need to watch out for each other. Be concerned for each other. Pray for each other. And so that we know when we come back and we see each other again, we can rejoice at finding each other.